我感谢主，很快就带领我们进入一个新的年度。
We thank the Lord. Very quickly, our Lord has led us into a new year.
今天是2005年的头一天。
Today is the new first day of the year 2005.
昨天晚上啊，若不是 Dana 弟兄再三的提醒，我也忘记今天早晨是新年。
Last night, if it wasn't for the many reminders by our brother Dana, I would have forgotten today is the new year.
我想在这个新的年度里面，也是主给我们另一个新的机会。
I believe in this new year, I think the Lord has given us a new chance.
我们盼望在这一年里面，我们能够认识主更多。
And we hope that in this year we can know the Lord even more.
能够爱他更单纯。
And to love him with a pure love.
并且在他里面能有更多丰富的经历。
And to have a fuller and more rich experience within him.
我们都知道在圣经里面，时间就是神所给我们的机会。
I know in the Bible, time is the opportunity the Lord has given to us.
愿主的国度降临的时候，
May the Lord's kingdom come.
我们都能够丰丰富富地进神的国。
And we can all enter into the kingdom of God richly.
所以主不是单言。
So the Lord is not tarrying.
主实在是连续我们。
He has mercy upon us.
他人就把机会量给我们。
And he's given us these opportunities.
所以盼望我们从新的年度的开始。
So we hope that at the beginning of this new year,
我们都能有强烈的心愿在主的跟前好好的跟随他。
We'll have the strong desire that before the Lord we'll follow him diligently.
我今天早晨要继续和弟兄姊妹来交通如何做主的见证人。
This morning I continue to share upon how to be witnesses for the Lord.
我们已经说过，主呼召我们来做他的见证人，这是神给我们极大的荣耀。
We have said that the Lord has called us to be his witnesses as this as a great glory to us.
像我们这些败坏软弱充满缺陷的人，神拣选我们来做他的见证人，这是神何等高抬我们。
People who are weak like us and so bad like us, we are chosen as his witnesses.
这原是我们所不配的事情。
This is what we are not worthy of.
但是既然神这样拣选我们，
But since God has chosen us this way,
就盼望我们能不叫他失望。
And we hope that we'll not disappoint him.
至少我们的心里面愿意。
At least we have a willing heart.
所以这一次呢，我们在这里和弟兄姊妹们一同交通这个做见证人这件事。
So this time we're going to share with brothers and sisters about how to bear testimony for them.
在我个人的感觉里面，这是很沉重的一件事情。
In my personal feeling, this is a very heavy subject.
所以我希望呢，借着这些话语呢，能和弟兄姊妹能彼此的有勉励。
So I hope that through these words we can share and encourage each other.
我们从过去圣徒们的经历里面，
From the past experience of the saints.
我们觉得至少有四件事情是我们做主的见证人所不可缺少的。
We know that there are at least four elements that are not they're essential to be witnesses for the Lord.
好，我们讲到第一个点，我们必须对我们的主有认识。
We talk about the first point. We must have a knowledge of our Lord.
我们今天不是要追求那些与主有关的事物。
Today we are not pursuing after things that are concerning or related to the Lord.
我们应该追求主的自己。
But we are pursuing after the Lord Himself.
不过在这里呢，我有一点加上去的解释。
But here I'd like to add some more explanation.
也许有人感觉说，那么神永远的旨意，这不是与主有关的事吗？
And some people might ask, well, God's eternal plan, isn't that something concerning the Lord?
但是我们晓得，神永远的旨意就是主的自己。
But yet we know God's eternal plan or eternal will is the Lord Himself.
这不是与主有关的事物。
This is not grouped or classified as things that are concerning the
Lord. 这就是主的自己。
This is the Lord Himself.
所以当我们追求认识神永远的旨意，
Therefore, when we are pursuing to know the eternal
will, 就是追求认识主的自己。
We are pursuing after the knowledge of the Lord Himself.
因为离开主的自己，你不可能认识神永远的旨意。
Because departing from the Lord is impossible for you to know the Lord Himself.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
那么第二件事情，
The second thing,
我们需要在主里面对他有经历。
We must have experience in the Lord.
我们说过，你越多的经历他，
We said that if you have more experience in him, the more you experience him, the more you would gain him. And then you would let the Lord to gain you more. Our testimony cannot depart from our experience. How much you have experienced
in
the Lord, and that's how much you can testify for him. Everything else are in vain.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们必须在主里面对主有经历
We must experience the Lord himself.
我们必须顺服圣灵的带领
We must submit to the Holy Spirit's direction.
我们跟随圣灵必须要跟得紧一点
We follow the Holy Spirit closely.
宾路易师母有一句非常好的话
And Sister Penn Lewis has said these words.
她说我们呢这个 follow the Holy Spirit
She said to follow the Holy Spirit
必须要 cold bloodFollow the Holy Spirit.
You must follow him cold-bloodedly.
啊，他用英国人的话了，这个要跟随圣灵，要跟随到冷血。
You must follow the Holy Spirit in cold blood.
不是一种情感作用。
And it's not emotional.
弟兄姊妹，乃是一个非常理智的。
And this is a very logical and sensible.
是不顾任何代价的。
It's not you have to pay all price.
我想今天我们必须在这些事上有操练，有学习。
I think we must have exercise and training in this.
否则的话，我们很少有主观的经历。
Or else we will not have these subjective experiences.
当然，别人的故事也可以激励我们。
Maybe other stories of other people can help us.
但是更重要的是，我们在主里面有我们自己的经历。
But more importantly, we must have our own experience in the Lord.
我们晓得时间啊，时间对于基督徒来讲也是一个属灵历史的记载。
We all know that time is also a recording of the spiritual history.
在旧约圣经里面看见当神记载的许多人物的时候
In the Old Testament, the Bible has recorded many characters.
他们的一生里面凡是那些与神的旨意有关的神就记载下来了
In their lives, anything that has to do with God's plan, eternal plan, then it's recorded.
那些与神的旨意无关的事情神就不记载
Those things that are not related to the will of God are not recorded.
这说明一件事情
This tells us
今天我们在地上我们对主的经历的那些事物圣灵都把它记载下来
Today when we're on earth anything that has to do with the Holy Spirit our experience that those are recorded
凡是那些没有圣灵印证的没打上印记的事物神都不记载
For those things that are not sealed that does not have the seal of the Holy Spirit are not recorded
所以我们必须从我们自己的本身能有一些主观的经历
So we must have some subjective experience for ourselves
我很喜欢Fanny Crosby 姊妹所写的诗歌
I really like the hymns written by Sister Fanny Crosby
她说耶稣是我的我有把握
Jesus is mine blessed assurance
这个 blessed assurance Jesus is mine、
so、blessed
这个耶稣是我的
Jesus is mine
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们我有把握有确据
I have this assurance this confidence
这是我们一个主观的经历
This is our subjective experience
这是非常重要的一件事情
very important
我们不是讲别人身上的基督
We're not talking about somebody else's Christ
我们必须自己身上也有基督的经历、
啊、
这是今天我们在 地上为主所做的见证
Today, this is the testimony for the Lord while we are on earth.
所以这是我们在主面前需要有的、一个经历
This is what we need to have, the experience
那么今天早晨呢我们要和弟兄姊妹来讲第三个重要的点
Today, we're going to share about the third element,
就是分辨
That is discernment
我想我们开头请弟兄姊妹先和我一些读一些的圣经
They will start by reading some scriptures.
我们请看以弗所书
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章
Ephesians chapter 5.
第十节
Verse 10.
总要查验何为主所喜悦的事
Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord.
我们再看，帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
但要凡事查验，善美的要持守。
Prove all things, hold fast that which is good.
然后看罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章
Romans
12第二节
Verse 2
不要效法这个世界只要心意更新而变化 叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我们再看路加福音第十二章。
We'll turn to Gospel according to Luke chapter 12.
第五十六和五十七节。
Verses 56 and 57.
路加福音第十二章
Luke 12
五十六节
Verse 56
假冒为善的人啊你们知道分辨天地的气色怎么不知道分辨这时候呢
Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time?
你们又为何不自己审量什么是合理的呢
Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right?
我们知道刚才我们所读的那三处圣经里面所说的这个省察是
That we know the three passages we just read, the word about the proof.
查验啊，那个查验。
The word proof or proving.
那个字呢，在路加福音这里，这个就跟这个分辨是同一个希腊字。
And the word proof is the same Greek in Greek is the same word as the word used as discern in Luke.
所以我们知道在属灵的事情上我们需要有分辨。
So we know that on spiritual matters we need to have discernment.
特别为了主的见证需要有分辨。
Especially for the testimony of the Lord we need to have discernment.
我们为什么需要分辨？
Why do we need to discern?
弟兄姊妹，因为有混乱的事情发生。
Brothers and sisters, because there are things of confusion.
我们看一看今天这个外在这个物质的世界。
Today we look at this outer material world.
和人的社会。
And this society
实在是非常的混乱
truly is of great confusion.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
作为基督徒
as a Christian,
我们要更有一个敏锐的感觉
we must have this sensitive feeling.
我们知道在属灵的世界里面
that in the,
这个混乱是更厉害
in the spiritual world, there's even more confusion.
所以今天呢在神的百姓当中
among the children of God today,
这个分辨呢成为我们生活侍奉敬拜和走主道路上面的一个很困难的一件事情。
And this discernment in our daily lives, in our service, in our ministry, in our way of walking upon the Lord's way, this is a very difficult thing.
我们实在看见今天地上的基督教的光景是非常的混乱。
We truly see that on earth this situation condition of the in this Christianity world is very very hard.
特别对青年的弟兄姊妹们来讲
especially for the young people.
要分辨什么是出于主的，什么不是出于主的。
You need to discern what is from the Lord and what is not from the Lord.
什么是真正圣灵所感动的，什么不是圣灵所感动的。
What is truly touched by the Holy Spirit and what is not.
这有非常大的困难在里面。
There is a great difficulty.
并且各地的教会里面都产生许许多多的争执。
And the church in different locations, they all have some conflicts.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们晓得。
But brothers and sisters, we know that.
如果主的见证要明亮清楚。
If the testimony of the Lord needs to be bright and clear.
要刚强有力。
And that it must be strong and powerful.
我们必须有属灵的分辨力。
We must have this spiritual discernment.
如果我们不能分辨的话呢
？If we cannot distinguish.
在一种混杂的情况里。
In this world of confusion.
不仅造成我们个人里面的那种的痛苦。
Not only will cause us inner pain and suffering.
也造成整个教会见证上面的。
It will also cause weakness for the whole church.
当然我们晓得
Of course we know
在今天这整个宇宙的里面
In this whole universe today.
这个混乱呢是从仇敌从撒旦来的
This confusion comes from the enemy, Satan.
我们晓得撒旦乃是这个宇宙最大的乱源
We know that the Satan is the greatest source of evil and of this confusion.
也是神工作的最大的破坏者
And he's the greatest destroyer of God's work.
当我们读创世纪第一章的时候
When we read first chapter of Genesis,
我们看见那个破坏已经在那里
We see where the destruction already existed.
许多读创世纪的这些学者们都告诉我们
A lot of scholars who are studying Genesis would tell us.
创世纪的第一章第一节和第二节中间曾经发生过一些重大的事情
In chapter 1 of Genesis, between verse 1 and verse 2, there are some great things that happened.
那里说起初神创造天地。
It says in the beginning God created the heaven and earth.
那么到了第二节呢，地就变成空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
And then in the second verse, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep.
懂得原文的人告诉我们，他说起初神创造，那个创造是用巴萨。这个字
and those who know the original text would tell us that the first word the word create was in the original text is called bara.
Bara 这个字，那么我们知道这个字呢，它是原来神的创造。
And we know this bara means it's the original creation.
那么神创造的天地怎么会变成空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗呢
？So how come this heaven and earth that created by God has become formless and void？
所以许多读经的人告诉我们，因为在这个中间。有这个天使长堕落的故事发生。
A lot of people tell us there's something happening between, and that is the chief angel has fallen.
神所创造的三个天使长，其中有一个变成魔鬼。
And there are three chiefs of the angel has been created, and one of them turned into Satan.
因此他就把神所创造原来的那个天地呢。把它毁坏。
So the original heaven and earth that God has created are being destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，那个空虚混沌的意思。
And the meaning for this without form and void.
就是把它变成一种虚幻的，变成一种完全无意义的。
It's becoming something that's completely meaningless and completely void.
这个渊面黑暗呢，也可以把它解释成一种混杂不清的情况。
And this darkness over the face of the deep also means something that is confused and mixed and messed up.
所以我们看见当神的工作开始的时候
，So we see that when God's work has begun,
撒旦进来就做一种混乱的工作。
And Satan has brought in this work of confusion.
他把神所建造的整个秩序破坏。
And he has destroyed the order that God has created.
所以因此引起神第二次的复造。
And therefore it caused God to come to the second recreation.
我们晓得这个复造也可以说是神的一个恢复的工作。
We can also call this recreation a work of restoration.
我们知道撒旦的破坏通常都是非常厉害。
We know that the destruction from Satan is very powerful.
那么神就在这样一个混乱的这个环境的里面，神就开始细细的一点一点的开始来。
So in this confusion, this situation, God has gradually started to recreate.
我们晓得这是创世纪第一章的故事。
We know that this is the story of chapter 1 in Genesis. God's used 6 days.
把那个空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗的光景重新把它恢复起来。
And he restored from the situation of confusion, of darkness, of formless, and the void, and he recreated it.
我们晓得在第一天、第二天的时候
，We know that on the first day and second day,
神特别做的工作就是分开的工作。
And God has used this method of separation.
神把光和暗把它分开了。
He separated light from darkness.
然后在空气中的水上下也把它分开了。
And the water has been separated by this air.
然后下面神就创造了许多的生物。
And then he created all these living beings.
在创世纪第一章有一个很重要的词叫做各从其类。
And there is this term that used very importantly in Genesis, that is everything according to its kind.
所以我们可以看见在神的这一个复造的工作里面最重要的一个情形他就做分开的工作。
So we know that in God's creation, in this restoring, he has done some very important work, that is the work of separation.
但是当最后第六天神把人造出来之后呢
On the sixth day when God has created man,
我们看见撒旦又进来再做破坏的工作。
We see that Satan entered into this again and in doing his work of destruction.
这一次他不是破坏神所创造外面的这些物质的天地。
Now this time he's not destroying the things that are on the outside, this heaven and earth.
仇敌第二次的工作乃是在人的里面制造混乱。
The second work of the enemy is now he's causing confusion in man.
所以我们都晓得创世纪第三章的故事。
And we all know the story in chapter 3 of Genesis.
当人吃了分别善恶树的果子之后
After man has eaten from the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
这个撒旦的性质进到人的里面来。
And this nature of Satan has entered into man.
结果就在人的里面制造了一个非常大的混乱。
So among men there is created this great confusion.
我想我们今天作为一个人
As a human being.
我们有切身的一个体会。
We have this first-hand experience.
我们都知道我们里面的光景是多么的混乱。
We know how confused we are within.
并且这个混乱制造在里面是非常的深的。
And also this confusion is very deep.
它可以说把我们从头到脚整个破坏。
we can say that from the top to the bottom, it's completely destroyed.
破坏到一个地步,
it's destroyed to such a degree that God cannot use it at all.
但是我们感谢神,
that yet we thank God,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神仍旧救赎我们,
God still saves us. God is going to do His work of restoring upon us.
所以主的救恩的里面,
therefore, in God's salvation,
很大一部分的工作就是在我们里面重新恢复我们。
A great part of it is to restore us completely from inside.
并且这个恢复的过程呢,
and the process of restoration,
跟神创造天地六天的过程呢, 那个程序差不多,
and comparing to the process of recovering the whole heaven and earth on the sixth day, on these 6 days are very similar.
我想我们没有时间去细细去解释这些,
we don't have time to explain it in detail.
Yeah, 这是非常有意义的一件事情。
This is quite interesting and meaningful.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
在撒旦所制造这个整个混乱的世界里面,
in this world that's been confused by Satan,
神进来所做最重要的一个工作, 就是分别。
The most important work that God is doing within here is the work of separation.
我们在读旧约圣经的时候,
when we read the Old Testament,
我们都知道神称他自己, 我是耶和华神是圣,
we know that God called himself as the Jehovah God, the Lord, and he's holy.
我是圣洁的神,
I am the holy God.
这一个名词在旧约圣经里面出现了非常多次,
and this term has appeared many times all over Old Testament.
神在宣告说, 我耶和华神是圣洁的神,
time and again God has declared himself to be the holy God.
我们晓得那个圣洁那个原文的意思里面就有分别的意思在里面。
We know the word holy in your original text has the meaning of separation.
神为什么要称他自己为圣洁的神呢?
Why did God call himself the holy God?
这不仅说明他本性是圣洁的,
not only explains that his nature, his character is holy.
弟兄姊妹,他行事的法则也是圣洁的,
the principle of his work is holy.
他一再地称他自己是圣洁的,
when time and again he called himself as holy.
弟兄姊妹,就是为让以色列的百姓明白,
so that the people of Israel can understand, God is going to do the work of separation. So time and again he called himself to be the holy one, so give them a deep impression,
神是要做分别,
God is going to do the work of separation.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们的神是单纯的神,
our God is a pure, simple God, pure God. He does not like mixed things.
我们知道撒旦的工作呢, 就是尽量的制造混乱。
We know that the work of Satan is to cause more and more confusion.
所以神在复造这个天地的时候,
so we know that when God is restoring the heaven and earth,
他做这个分开的工作,
he does the work of separation.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
到以后我们看见他拣选以色列这个民族为他做见证的时候,
later on when we see he has chosen the Israelites to do his bear his testimony,
神再三地吩咐他们,
and God has told them time and again,
你们要分别,
you need to be separated,
你们要分别,
you need to be separated,
你们要分别,
you need to be separated.
神对以色列百姓说,
and God told the Israelites,
你们要与万民有分别,
you need to be separated from all nations.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
因为耶和华是圣洁的,
because the Lord is holy,
所以你们也必须圣洁,
therefore you must be holy.
你们在天下的万国中间必须有分别,
among all the nations in the world you need to be separated.
我想弟兄姊妹, 你如果把利未记20章读一读,
I think if you read Leviticus chapter 20,
那里很清楚的话告诉我们,
very clearly the words,
神要求他所拣选的百姓要有分别。
God requires his chosen people to be separated. Why does God want his people, chosen people, to be separated from the nations? Because God chose his people to be his testimony.
那意思说神不是要丢弃所有其他的,
it doesn't mean that God is going to throw away all the other human beings. God, God wants to choose this race so that he can express what God's heart desire is. And he can be testimony among all nations. The God who created heaven and earth and universe, what kind of God is he? Therefore, God gave them these requirements.
我们看见在利未记里面,
we see that in Leviticus,
记载的神对他们这些 拣选的百姓的要求是何等的严厉,
and you see how strict the requirements are God has for the people.
从他们所吃的东西上面就开始有分别了,
and you see what they can eat, they are separated, they are different.
哎呀,我常常想感谢主没有拣选中国,
and I oftentimes thank the Lord that he didn't choose the Chinese.
因为 论到吃啊，没有一个民族能赶得上我们。
Because when we talk about food, no other race can compare to us.
如果神当初拣选了我们中国人，那我们就苦了。
If in the beginning God has chosen the Chinese, we'll be in trouble.
凡主所讲的那些好吃的东西都不能吃。
And all those that taste good, God said you cannot eat.
啊，那些都是不洁净的。
Because those are not clean.
啊，那个真正洁净的没几样。
And there's only very few that are considered clean.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，神为什么要叫他们在吃的事情上要分别呢？
Why did God want them to be separated in the matter of the food?
我们晓得吃是一个联合。
We know this food is a union.
你吃什么东西进去，这个东西就变成你了。
Whatever you take in, it becomes yours.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天我们作为神的儿女，
as children of God,
我们要知道到底我们吸收了什么东西。
We know what we have absorbed.
我们都知道今天弟兄姊妹不是光是外面的物质的食物的问题。
We know we're not talking about this outer material food.
当你接受了某一种的观念，某一种的说法之后，这个就会影响你在神面前的属灵生活。
Once you accept an idea, a concept, a thought into you, it becomes part of you.
所以彼得劝我们呢，要像才生的婴孩爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
Therefore, Paul has told us that we should be like the babe who longs for the pure milk.
使徒们都知道，在属灵的食物上面，这个纯净不纯净所产生的后果是很不一样。
The apostles know that the result will be different when you take in what's pure and what's not pure.
所以神叫以色列的百姓在他们吃的事情上面有这样的一些的分别。
Therefore, God wants His people to have a separation when they are on the matter of the food.
如果你去仔细读利未记的话，你会觉得非常的麻烦。
If you read Leviticus in detail, you see there are lots of details and trouble.
如果我们不懂得神拣选我们要为他做见证的话呢，
if
我们实在不懂这些是什么意思。
If you don't understand that God has chosen us to be His testimony, you truly would not understand what this means.
在侍奉上面，在生活上还有一面。
And there's another side to our daily life.
啊，你在如果读利未记第十九章第十九节的时候，
If you read Leviticus chapter 19 verse 19,
他甚至告诉他们说，这个牲畜异类不可以配合。
And it talks about the herds and the cattle, the different kinds cannot be brought together, cannot mingle.
杀种子的时候呢，不可以把两种不同的种子摆在一起种。
You cannot mingle seed, different seeds to sow together.
甚至呢，你这个做衣服的时候呢，不能用两种不同的材料。
Even when you are making your garment, you cannot mingle different kinds of material.
我想，如果这样的要求今天还是这样的话，我们没有一个人穿的衣服是合格的。
I think if we have the same requirement put upon us today, nobody's clothes would reach the standard today.
但是神为什么这样要求他们？
Why did God put such requirement upon them?
神要他们在生活上有分别。
God wants them to have the separation in their life.
就是神要求他们在某一些事物上面，生活上某些事物上面，要与神的性情相符合。
God requires them in their lives to have the same character as God.
我不晓得青年弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有这样的经历？
I don't know whether young people among us have these kind of experience.
现在人呢，这个观念上面来讲比较松散。
And nowadays people have a more relaxed ideas.
我实在感觉今天我们跟随主，跟随的是非常的遥远。
I truly feel that nowadays when we follow the Lord, we are following from a far distance.
我记得从前一个年长的弟兄，他做这个见证。
I remember an elderly brother used to give this testimony.
他说他年轻的时候，他是个男孩子。
When he was young, he was a boy.
但他就很喜欢穿红袜子。
He really liked to wear red socks.
很喜欢穿红袜子。
He really liked to wear red socks.
后来信了主之后啊。
So after he believed in the Lord.
这个红袜子一穿上去，里面就不平安了。
One day he put on the red socks and he felt uneasy inside.
圣灵管制他。
And the Holy Spirit is restricting him.
所以后来他就把这红袜子脱掉。
So then he would take off these red socks.
在他们的那个年代里面。
In that generation.
像这一类的见证很多。
They have a lot of testimonies like this.
他们在生活上非常注意。
In their lives, they have very, they pay a lot of attention.
有一个年长的弟兄曾经这样告诉我们。
Another elderly brother has told us.
他说在三零年代时候的中国。
Said in the 30s in China.
他们那个时候圣经的认识
不像今天人知道的这么多。
And the knowledge of the Bible is not as rich as we have today.
但是他们的生活很严谨。
But their lives are very strict.
今天呢，我们的知识知道的很多。
Today we have so much knowledge.
但是生活非常的放松。
But our lives are so relaxed.
我们从来都不问问这些东西，主喜不喜欢。
We never ask the Lord whether He likes the things that we're doing.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
神的儿女在生活上事事应该有分别。
The children of God need to have a separation in their life.
神对以色列百姓要求特别严。
God has very strict requirements upon the children of God.
在侍奉上也是一样。
In the same way of their service.
什么是洁净，什么是不洁净的。
What is clean and what is not clean.
在服事上面都需要弄得清清楚楚。
In your service, you need to be very clear.
当我们读以色列人的历史的时候。
When we read the history of the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见神虽然这样要求他们。
We see that although God has placed these requirements on them.
但是百姓们一再掺杂而失去那个见证。
But the people keep mingling and they lose their testimony.
他们不容易守住。
They cannot keep to it.
他们到了迦南地。
When they entered the land of the land of Canaan.
迦南人的习惯。
And they would take their habits.
神严格地告诉他们要分别。
God has strictly told them you need to be separated.
但是呢，他们一再的失败。
Yet they fail.
Time and again. 我们看见你读旧约历史的时候，这个起起伏伏是很大的。
We know we read the Old Testament, the history, there are ups and downs.
甚至到最后啊。
Even to the end times.
当以色列的百姓从巴比伦被掳之地归回的时候。
When the Israelites is coming back from the land of captivity, Babylon.
这个很不容易啊。
This is very uneasy.
经过了七十年之后啊。
After 70 years.
这只不过是少部分的人回归啊。
And there's only a small group of them returning.
这班人呢，他们付上重大的代价。
And these people have paid a heavy price.
他们放下了在巴比伦的事业。
They gave up their career in Babylon.
他们离弃了他们的亲人。
They left their relatives and family.
他们把他们所有一切的事物都结束。
And they and ended everything they had there.
付了很重的代价回到那个巴勒斯坦地。
They paid a heavy price to go back to the land of Palestine. Brothers and sisters.
这班人本来是以赛亚所说的余数。
And these people are called remnants by Isaiah.
他们回到了耶路撒冷。
They gone back to Jerusalem.
他们千辛万苦地把圣殿建造起来了。
And they paid the price and built up this the temple.
但是你如果读一读以斯拉记第十章的时候。
If you read Ezra chapter 10.
就当以斯拉回到这个耶路撒冷的时候。
You know that when Ezra went back to Jerusalem.
看见当时以色列百姓。甚至很多祭司们都已经跟当地的人通婚了。
And he saw that the Israelites and even the priests, they intermarried with the local people.
有的第二代的孩子都生出来了。
And some of them have second generation.
哎呀，以斯拉的心呐、啊，真是痛苦得不得了。
And that really caused great pain in the heart of Ezra.
所以在第十章那里开头记载说，以斯拉就在神面前哭泣。
So at the beginning of chapter 10, Ezra it says Ezra was praying and crying, weeping.
禁食。
And he fasted.
俯伏。
And he bowed down.
撕裂心肠。
And he torn himself out.
结果呢，很奇妙的，在那里首先感动了什么人？感动了一般男女孩童。
And amazingly, the first group of people who were touched are young kids.
这些孩子们先受到感动。
And these young people are touched.
这帮年轻人受到感动。
And these young people were so touched.
结果就带进了其他整个民众的受感动。
And it brought the rest of the crowd, the group of people, and they were touched also.
结果圣经记载说他们大家都痛哭。
So the Bible is recording that they were all weeping.
到九月的时候，聚集在耶路撒冷的一个大厅内，结果下大雨。
In the ninth month, they were all gathered together and there was great rain.
结果他们就在那里，他们有了一次的复兴。
And there they had a great revival.
他们就懊悔。
And they repented.
结果他们就和他们原来所聘的妻啊，那么把它分离。
And they're separated from the wives they had married.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在主的见证上，
on the matter of the Lord's testimony,
一再的要求这个分离。
God requires repeatedly the separation.
我们知道当初这个情况是多么的困难了。
We know how difficult it was at the beginning.
那不是一两个人的问题。
It's not a matter for one or two persons.
你读以斯拉记最后一章，你看记载了多少的名字。
If you read the last chapter of Ezra, how many names were recorded there?
甚至很多祭司们都已经做了这样的事情。
And even the priests were doing things like that.
中间也有人起来反对。
Among them, there were people who opposed them.
但是以斯拉为着主的见证。
For the testimony of the Lord, Ezra
弟兄姊妹带进了一个荣耀的复兴。
Has brought in this glorious revival.
重新和神立约。
And they start renew their covenant with the Lord.
把这些外邦的妻子把他离开。
And they are separated from their Gentile wives. Because when Ezra returned at the beginning, he saw this and he was despaired and he had this great pain in his heart.
这个情形看起来完全是不可能,
and he looked at the situation and it looked impossible.
但是没有想到他在神面前这个夫妇祷告,
and yet he didn't expect that he's just casting down before God himself and he brought in this revival. And we saw that in the book of Nehemiah.
弟兄姊妹们, 带领尼希米回去,
and God has brought Nehemiah and the people, they rebuilt this the wall.
Sparks 弟兄告诉我们, 是指着主的见证说的,
and Brother Sparks told us that this wall is pointing to the testimony of the Lord. And he restored this testimony.
那么中间呢,
so there is a period in between.
他离开了耶路撒冷回到那个王那边去,
and when he left Jerusalem and went back to the king.
结果呢,
and then among themselves they had more difficulties.
当他回来的时候啊,
and when he returned, and he also found out a lot of Israelites intermarried with the local people. And some of them had children. And the children didn't even know how to speak the Jews, and they only know how to speak the local dialects.
这个尼希米的里面非常的着急,
and so Nehemiah was anxious.
并且在那里啊, 有一些在神百姓中间的一些重要的人物,
and even some important characters among these God's people, they were also making the same mistake. And this high priest Eliasha,
他居然去跟多比亚结亲,
and he married with Tobiah.
我们晓得这个多比亚当初是尼希米建造城墙之后的
We know Tobiah is one of the main enemies for the Israelites when they were rebuilding the wall.
后来呢,他的孙子的孙子啊, 那么呢, 也做了这个参巴拉的女婿,
and this his grandson's grandson, and he also become the son-in-law of his grandson becomes the son-in-law of the Sanballat.
你想看一个大祭司, 在神的百姓中间是多么尊荣的一个地位。
Think about how honorable this high priest is among the Israelites. And he's a spiritual leader in the service.
连他呢都去跟这些敌人呢这个结亲。
Even him, he is intermarrying with the enemy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
所以尼希米回去之后心里非常的气愤。
So when Nehemiah went back, he was very angry.
尼希米的作风呢，跟以斯拉不大一样。
And Nehemiah has a different character than Ezra.
以斯拉呢是伏在神跟前祷告。
Ezra cast himself down before God and prayed.
我读这个尼希米记第十三章的时候,
but when I was reading Nehemiah chapter 13,
我看后也不大能明白。
I couldn't understand at the beginning.
讲说他就抓了几个人,
and he would grab a few people.
咒诅他们,
he would curse them.
他自己讲我打了几个人,
he said, I hit a few people, he said himself.
还把几个人头发把他拔下,
and he hold on to people's hair and grabbed them by the hair.
我是想侍奉主的人怎么可以打人呢?
I thought, well, this is a person, a servant of God, how can he hit people?
我不太会解释。
I cannot explain that.
后来我问一个比较年长的弟兄,
later I asked an elderly brother,
到底这是什么意思?
What does this mean?
哦,他说啊, 因为尼希米是省长,
because Nehemiah is a governor.
所以他可以做这个事情。
Therefore he can do this.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
你侍奉主, 你不可以效法。
Well, you as a servant of God, you cannot follow this.
看见尼希米里面的那个气氛,
but you can see the anger inside of Nehemiah.
连这个大祭司都这样做,
even the high priest would do things like this.
他跟多比亚不仅结亲啊,
not only he married with Tobiah,
他为了讨好多比亚,
and he was trying to please his people.
他居然做了一件事情啊, 把这个圣殿里面呢, 那个存放数据和举记的那个很大的房屋啊, 把它空出来, 让多比亚住进去了。
He emptied out the warehouse storage for the storing the offerings. He emptied it out and left Tobiah to live there.
伊利亚什难道不知道这是严重的一个罪吗?
Didn't Eliasha know this is a serious a crime, a sin?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这里说出了一件事情,
this tells us one thing.
这也是教会历史中啊, 主的见证一再失败的一个很重要的原因。
In the history of church, this is an important reason for why this testimony keep losing.
就是神的百姓总向妥协。
That the children of God keeps compromising.
走向一种联合的路。
And go on the path of union.
我们晓得今天这个世界。
We know that in this world,
尤其特别今天的世界。
Especially in today's world.
这是在许多国家外交上面的最喜欢用的一种方式。
This is what people like to use politically and among nations.
如果要这个世界稍微和平，大家都必须要妥协。
If we want to have peace in this world, we need to compromise.
很多的情况要模糊。要模糊，不要讲清楚。
A lot of times we need to be confused a little bit, to mingle and not to be so clear.
因为一讲清楚就有麻烦。
If we state everything so clearly, it will cause trouble.
在很多事情上模模糊糊的，大家都好过日子。
In a lot of things we'll just be fuzzy about it and we'll have
peace. 所以当尼希米离开的时候啊。
So when Nehemiah left.
这个大祭司啊就把持不住了。
This high priest cannot stand firm.
他心里想啊。
So he was thinking,
这个多比亚这个天天在这里捣蛋。
This Tobiah keeps causing trouble every day here.
最好跟他怎么结亲家，我们结了亲家，你就不会捣蛋了，对吧
？If we marry each other, then he won't cause any more trouble.
所以他就去跟这个多比亚结亲去了。
So he would intermarry with Tobiah.
这样的话呢，跟他们保持联合，这样就简单了。
And they have a union with them. Then things are simple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
神叫我们所做的这个分别。
The separation that God wants us to do.
不是要要我们闭关。
It's not for us to be closed off ourselves.
不是要我们自大。
It's not for us to be boastful.
不是要我们骄傲。
It's not for us to have so much pride.
今天在运用这个原则的上面。
So to use this principle.
我们实在发觉有相当大的困难。
We see a lot of difficulties.
有很多的决定常常会叫你非常的痛苦。
A lot of decisions will make you cause you much pain.
我们要爱所有的弟兄和姊妹。
We need to love all brothers and sisters.
但是在神的旨意上面。
But on the matter of the will of God.
必须有分别。
We need to have separation.
我们必须站在神的这一面。
We need to stand on the side of God.
如果主的见证。
If the testimony of the Lord.
在一种妥协和联合的情况的里面。
And in the situation of compromising and union.
会叫主的见证失去他的光彩。
It will cause the Lord's testimony to lose its light.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们读以色列人的历史
if we read the history of Israel,
我们会看见以色列人屡次的失败都是因为落在这种不能分别的这种情况的里面
We'll see the failures, the repeated failures are caused by this inability to separate.
这实在是今天需要主给我们有极大的怜悯
We truly need a great mercy from the Lord today.
如果我们的见证要明亮
If our testimony will be bright and clear,
必须要
We need to have this separation.
我再说。
Let me repeat.
你不是把弟兄姊妹隔绝出去。
You are not trying to cast out the brothers and sisters.
那是要隔绝那些不是出于主的事物。
You need to be separated from those that are not from the Lord.
我想这个是今天我们在主面前当学的一个非常不容易学的功课。
I believe this is an important lesson for us, but we need to learn it today.
并且这个的确在我们的生活中。在我们的侍奉里面
and truly in our lives and in our service today
也是非常严肃的一件事情
it's a very solemn matter
所以我们要求主怜悯我们
we need to have mercy from the Lord
我们晓得到了新约时代中间
we come to the New Testament
神并不是在乎这些外表事物上的一种分别
God does not care about these separation on the outer material
我们今天的分别乃是在生命的性质上的分别
Today's separation is talking about in the separation of the nature of life
在主的心意上的分别
and the separation about the will of the Lord
在主的道路上的分别
a separation concerning the path of the Lord
这两天晚上我们的弟兄一再地给我们提到关于道路的问题
These two nights our brother has mentioned the matter of the way
弟兄姊妹这是非常重要的一件事
Brothers and sisters, this is very important
我们要求主施恩连续我们叫我们能明白这件事情
We ask the Lord to have his mercy on us so that we can understand these things
所以在新约的时代中
In the time of the New Testament
在性质上的分别是属天的跟属地之间的分别
The separation in nature is what's heavenly and what's earthly
是属灵的和这个属肉体的东西的分别
And what is of the spirit and what is of the flesh that separation there
什么是出于神的什么是出于人的我们必须搞清楚
And what is from God and what is from man we need to be clear
所以我们今天必须以神所给我们这个生命作为基础
So we need to have this foundation on the life that God has given us
只有出于主给我们这个生命出来的才是圣洁的
Only this what comes out from the light that the Lord has given us this life as holy
凡是不在这个生命的范围里面
Anything that's outside of the realm of this life
弟兄姊妹们神都不能接受
God cannot accept So we often say that God has no other interest apart from His Son. This is what we need to pay a lot of attention to today. I know that also in these years, we are not lacking in the teaching concerning these matters. But when we come back to the reality of serving, we find
that
these things often are actually knowledge, head knowledge and doctrines and not the real light. Men just don't know how to separate. So brothers and sisters, today we need to be witness for Christ. On the testimony of the Lord, we need to have a separation. In the Old Testament, the people of God has caused God great pain. So that disappointing God. In the time of the New Testament now, we see that a lot of times our situation is the same way disappointing to God. In the church, we have a lot of people with great zeal. And people who are willing to pay prices. But we are lacking in people who have spiritual discernment. We ask the Lord to make us respect and honor what the guidance is from the Lord. We look at the first century. When God has raised up these apostles, they are very prudent in the spiritual discernment. They would not allow for the work of Satan and the work of the world to be mingled into the spiritual matters. Everyone are being trained to be very expert in examining. On every matter, on service and in their daily lives, they have very specific examination. We know that in the first century, when the church was being established, it's established among three great forces then. There was the Roman Empire. And that's the time when Roman Empire was being the strongest. Also, the Greek philosophy was greatly in fashion then. And also the traditions of the Jew. These three great forces. It's similar to what our brother shared yesterday afternoon. These three great mountains. And the church is built up under such
situation.
We can see that the church under that kind of circumstances, what forces have influencing them. Especially these first saints at that time, they were all Jews. This Jewish background has great influence on them. We know the first martyr, Stephen. He's truly a person of clear separation. Because of this separation, he can only be martyred. We also know Paul, such a person who's gained by the Lord. If you read Acts about chapter 20, he almost failed. We know that he wrote Galatians. Very strictly, he's dealt with Peter. But the last time when he returned to Jerusalem, he almost failed. He encountered James and he cannot do it. And James told him, brother, look at this. It's a good time that you're here. We have so thousands of people who are zealous for the laws of the founding fathers. And now they heard you're coming. What should I do?
预示做吧,
Why don't you do according to my way? Just bring a few people with you and make some wishes in the synagogues on the temple and pay the membership dues.
他们就会说,
and this way they will say that.
你在外邦所做的事情都是都不是真的。
And they will say that what you did among the Gentiles is not true.
就是这是多么严重的一件事情啊。
This is how serious this can be.
保罗居然在这一个大的这个压力的底下,
under this great pressure, Paul failed.
我们晓得若不是神的怜悯,
if it wasn't for the mercy of God,
保罗一生的侍奉到此为止,
all God's ministry would end here.
后来进到圣殿里面去的时候,
so when they entered into the temple,
后来这些犹太人就说, 保罗到这里跑到带了外邦人进的圣殿,
and the Jews come back from Asia Minor, they said, oh, Paul has entered into the temple.
结果引起了一个大的混乱,
and so that caused a great confusion.
保罗就在这样的光景中醒悟过来,
and so Paul woke up under this circumstance.
重新一次站起来,
so he stood up again,
面对着他的同胞,
he faced his people,
为主做了刚强的见证,
and he gave a strong testimony for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
可见今天呢,
today,
我们在侍奉上面要能有真正的分辨是多么不容易的。
You see how difficult it is for us to have this true separation in our testimony.
教会历史上面,
in the history of church,
所有的寻道者,
all the martyrs,
这寻道的意思就是把主的命令看得比自己的性命更重要。
To be a martyr means to deem the commands of the Lord is more important than your own life.
他们不怕得罪任何人的,
they're not afraid to offend anyone.
他们怕得罪神,
they are afraid to offend God.
感谢神,
thank God.
我们知道到后来所有的使徒们个个都站住,
we know all the apostles, they all stood firm.
所以今天呢, 弟兄姊妹, 到末了的时代,
so brothers and sisters, now at the end times, for the churches on earth, this is a great challenge. Every Christian may face with this.
所以我们求主让我们能够在属灵世上老练,
may the Lord make us train a good soldiers on this matter, so that we can discern what is from the Lord and what is not from the Lord. During these years, we often discover something that will cause us great pain. That is what's described in the Bible. If you kill someone that should not be killed,
一些真正爱主的人呢, 反而好像遇见难处了,
and those who truly love the Lord, they are met with difficulties.
因为神的儿女们不够有分辨力,
because the children of God do not have this discernment.
那我们晓得在新约圣经里面呢,
so we know that in the New Testament,
这个分辨这个希腊字,
the word discernment,
它原文希腊叫dokimazo, 这个字,
and the original text is dokimazo.
那么这个字呢,
this word,
在新约圣经里面被用过很多次,
this word's been used many times in the New Testament.
我现在发现这个中文圣经呢对这个字的用途啊比英文的丰富得多。
I discovered that in the Chinese translation, the usage of this word is even more richer than in English.
所以我想呢, 我要和弟兄姊妹们从新约圣经里面我们一同来看一看。
I'd like to share with brothers and sisters looking through the New Testament,
使徒们他们如何做,
how the apostles do the work of discernment.
我们刚才开头时读的三处圣经,
three passages we started with,
在以弗所书, 帖撒罗尼迦前书, 罗马书里面都用了, 这个字, 把它翻成查验,
in Ephesians, 1 Thessalonians and Romans, they all use this word discernment or proof.
在英文就用 proof, 这个中文用查验,
and in Chinese is it's proof.
保罗告诉我们,
so Paul has told us,
我们要心意更新而变化,
we need to renew our mind and be transformed.
不要效法这个世界,
do not conform to this world.
要查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意,
and to prove what is the perfect and pleasing will of God.
所以我们需要分辨,
we need to discern
什么是神所喜悦的旨意,
and what is this perfect acceptable will of God.
保罗在以弗所书告诉我们,
in Ephesians, Paul told us,
我们要查验何为神所喜悦的事,
and we need to prove what is acceptable to God.
在生活中间我们需要有这个分辨,
in our lives, daily lives, we need to have this discernment.
到了帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候啊,
in 1 Thessalonians,
他就告诉我们说凡事都要查验,
and it says you prove all things,
好，我想这是我很重要的一件事情。
I think this is very important.
那么在哥林多前书第十六章第三节
In Corinthians chapter 16 verse 3.
那么这个字呢被翻作举荐。
It recommend. It uses the word recommend.
那中文把它翻作举荐。
It uses the word recommend.
英文呢用 approve 这个字。
Or approve.
那么在这里我们晓得保罗这对不起，那是罗马书啊，第十六章。
That's Romans 16.
主说，保罗说，我们举荐这个菲比。
And Paul says we recommend or approve Phoebe.
那么意思说呢，保罗在这里介绍菲比。
And that means that Paul is introducing, recommending this sister.
所以在你推荐一个人的时候
，So when you're recommending a person,
你需要有一个分辨
，You need to have a discernment.
好，我觉得这是很重要。
I think this is very important.
因为今天呢，弟兄姊妹们
，Because today,
尤其在我们这个时代里面
，Especially during this age.
啊，这些 tape 啊，这些什么 CD 呀、这些什么网络上的这些东西啊
，You know, we have tapes and CDs and things, information from the internet.
到处都是。
It's overload.
我常常对一些弟兄姊妹讲。
Oftentimes I would tell some brothers and sisters. And even spiritual literature.
我说你必须要先有一个好的分辨。
You need to first have a good discernment.
林前十六章第三节讲的
啊。That was 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
那里讲到举荐呢，那里意思说你今天呢，对于介绍什么人的时候呢，弟兄姊妹们。你必须要经过一个分辨。
So when we talk about before we can recommend anybody, we need to have first a discernment.
因为什么？你有很大的责任。
Why is that? You have a great responsibility.
弟兄姊妹们，当你把这些东西推荐给别人的时候
，When you're recommending something to some others,
或者推荐一个人给别人的时候
，Or recommend a person to someone else,
如果别人因着这些事物而受到损害的时候，你将来在主跟前有责任。
If other people were hurt because of what you're recommending, then you are held responsible before the Lord.
所以我们中文把它用这个举荐这个字，我觉得用得非常的好。
So in Chinese, we use the word recommendation. It's a good word to use.
所以在你还没有摸清楚这个事情的时候
，So before you make clear what about these matters，
不要随便的就把它介绍出去。
Do not easily and lightly just recommend anybody or anything。
我们很容易上当，很容易受欺骗。
Oftentimes we're easily deceived。
那么在这个哥林多后书第八章第二十二节那里
，And 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 22，
这个字呢被翻作是试验。
And this is the word of a test.
那个当初啊，因为保罗在外邦的时候呢，他为着耶路撒冷这些穷苦的人呢，他们募捐了很多的钱。
Because Paul, he was in the Gentile places and he got a lot of charity.
所以他们要打发一些的弟兄们把这些钱呢要带回去。
And he received these offerings and he's going to send some brother to bring it back.
当然各地的教会他们也有担心呢，就这个钱如果交在一个不合适的手中的时候可能会流失掉。
And so the brothers in different churches locations are worried that if these monies are placed in a brother who's not dependable, then it might be lost.
所以保罗在这里呢特别的讲到有一个弟兄
，So here Paul has recommended a specific brother.
他没有提到这个人是谁啊
？He didn't name this person.
但是呢，他在这里告诉我们说什么呢
？But what did he tell us here?
他说我们又打发一位弟兄同居，这人的热心，我们在许多事上屡次试验过。
He said we have sent with them our brother whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things.
哦，弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters，
我们在教会里。都希望弟兄姊妹发热心，对不对
？In the church, we want brothers and sisters to have a great love for the Lord.
我们总感觉弟兄姊妹不够热心。
Zeal. We often feel that you don't have enough. You're not giving enough.
我们希望在事工上怎么样能带动起大家很热心。
And we want to bring out everybody's zeal to serve.
若是有一个人热心的话呢
？If one person is very zealous.
哎呀，那我们就高兴得不得了，对不
对 ？We'd be very joyful.
但是弟兄姊妹，对于保罗来讲的话呢
？But for Paul.
光有热心还不够。
It's not enough just to have that zeal.
试一试。
You need to try and prove him.
不仅试一次，试两次。
Not only one time, two times.
屡次。
Or many times actually.
试到最后呢，觉得是可靠。
And to the end, they feel that they have confidence, and then they can use this person.
你们看见在有的地方哈，很多的聚会里面呢。
You see, in some places, in a lot of assemblies, gatherings.
有的弟兄姊妹们呢，一发热心，大家都害怕。
And some people, if one person become very zealous, a lot of people be afraid.
他不发热心还好啊，他这一发热心呢，他的下面麻烦就要来了。
If this person becomes zealous, they'll bring trouble.
我曾经知道一个弟兄。
I once knew a brother.
他这个就是发起热心来的时候啊，哎呀，叫你受不了。
And when he becomes zealous, you can't stand it.
那时候在台湾。
I was in Taiwan then.
早晨六点钟就到会所。
You go to the assembly hall at 6 o'clock in the morning.
然后一个人呢，在那里抹窗户、扫地。
He'll clean the windows and clean the floors.
大声唱歌。
He'll sing very loudly.
一面唱一面在那里埋怨。
He'll sing and complain at the same time.
都这么晚了，还没有人来。
It's so late already, nobody's here.
那我们一个同工啊，正好住在楼上。
And so our co-worker is actually living upstairs.
给他吵得简直受不了。
Oh, he couldn't stand it because he was bothering him so much.
有一天。
So one day,
没办法就下来就劝他了。
And so he couldn't take it, he just went downstairs and talked to him.
他说弟兄啊，你早晨来这里做整洁，我们很受感动。
He said, brother, we are very touched that you want to tidy up this place in the morning.
能不能请你安静一点？
But can you be quieter?
马上不高兴。
Oh, he's unhappy now.
我来教会这么早来做整洁，你还不满意。
I come here to do the cleaning job in the morning, so early in the morning, and you're still not happy.
好了，那不干。
I don't want to do it anymore.
就回去之后连吃饭也不祷告。
And so when he went back, he wouldn't even pray at meal times.
也不聚会。
Don't want to come to meetings.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
很多时候啊。
A lot of times.
我们看有很多的情况是需要经过试验。
A lot of things need to go through the test.
保罗不是一个人一发热心，哇，这好啊好，马上就信托他了啊，不行。
Paul did not just use anybody who has the zeal and just use the person. That's not right.
保罗他们是何等老练的侍奉主。
And Paul is a well-versed, experienced person.
They
need discernment.
In
1 John chapter 4, verse 1,
使徒约翰在晚年的时候也提醒我们,
the Apostle John has also gave us reminders.
他说不是所有的灵都可以信的。
Not all the spirits can be trusted.
你们必须要试验那些灵是不是出于主的。
You must test to see if the Spirit is from the Lord.
他说因为现在有很多假先知出来。
Because there are many false prophets.
我想今天这是地上教会的一个很大的难处。
I think this is a great difficulty for the church on earth today.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要分辨那些灵到底是从哪里出来的。
Brothers and sisters, we must know where the Spirit's coming from.
否则的话你就很容易受欺骗。
Otherwise, you'll be easily deceived.
所以我们今天因为在属灵的经历上面
Today in our spiritual experience,
很多事情不是光跟道理有关
A lot of things just have not to do with the doctrine only
因为神的事情是属灵的事情
Because God's matters are spiritual
这个跟灵有关系
Has to do with spirit
所以这个灵里面的光景一不正常的时候
So when the situation of the spirit is not right
不仅影响我们个人的生活
It not only affects our personal lives, it affects the service in the whole church.
所以必须要有一个分辨。
We must have this discernment.
那么这个字呢
This word,
在腓立比书第一章第十节呢中文把它翻作分别。
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 10, the Chinese says it's a separation.
使徒保罗希望腓立比的弟兄姊妹
And the Apostle Paul hopes for the brothers and sisters in Philippi.
能分辨什么是上好的福分。
They may approve what is excellent.
中文在这里翻说使你们能分别是非。
They want to approve what is excellent.
做诚实无过的人。
So that you be sincere without offense.
但是他原文的意思是说的要能分辨什么是上好的。
And what the original text means you need to discern what is the excellent.
我们知道在西方人中间这个上好跟这个次好的是 有区别的。
We know in the Western world the word excellent and what's second best there's a great difference.
当然我们晓得上好的福分是指着主的自己说的。
We know this, the what's the best portion is referring to the Lord himself.
那些次好的可能是与主有关的事。
And the second best may be referring to the things concerning the Lord.
保罗喜欢我们能够追求神上好的福分。
Paul wants us to pursue after that the best portion, that the excellent thing.
所以我们必须要有一个分别。
We need to have this discernment.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第四节。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4,
这个字呢,
this word,
就翻作是厌重。神英文就是 approve 啊，直接用。
It's using the word approve.
我们看一下哈，帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter two.
第二章第四节。
Verse four.
但神既然厌重了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。
But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts.
这个字呢，在这里哈，用了两次。
This word is used twice here.
一次是验重，另外一次就是查验。
One time is actually translated into allowed, the other is tried.
所以我们知道，我们的神要托付，把福音托付给人的时候，他也不是随便托付的。
We know when God entrusts this gospel to us, He's not entrusting it lightly.
神要托付那些啊，弟兄姊妹心里面纯正的人。
God wants to entrust it to those who are pure in heart.
因为这样的人呢，他们是怎么呢？他们这个传福音的时候啊，就照样讲，不是讨人喜欢，那是讨神喜欢的。
So that these people, when they preach the gospel, they will tell the truth. They are not pleasing men, but pleasing God.
所以在今天侍奉上面
，So in our service today,
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们知道神也在这里做分别的工作。
We also know that God is doing the work of separation here.
在这个罗马书第五章第四节
，In Romans chapter 5 verse 4。
这个字呢被翻成中文翻成老练。
And this word is translated into experience.
他说忍耐生出老练。
And patience will bear experience.
啊，感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
这意思就是能分辨就是老练。
That means if you can discern, that means you are experienced.
你假如不能分辨的话呢，你就不是老练。
If you cannot discern, then you are not experienced.
那你这个老练怎么出来的呢？
Where do you gain this experience?
那是需要忍耐。
It comes from patience.
所以我们需要在主面前来学。
We need to learn before the Lord.
需要一再的受主的教导。
We have to accept the teaching from the Lord continuously.
只等到一天我们老练。
Until one day we are experienced.
因为姊妹，我们就能够更多的能有分辨。
Then we can have more discernment.
在哥林多前书第十一章
First Corinthians chapter 11,
这个字呢翻作经验
This word is translated into experience
第十一章第十九节
Chapter 11 verse 19
他说在你们中间不免有分门结党的事好叫那些有经验的人显明出来
For there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you.
那些能够分辨的人
Those who can discern.
他们就是有经验的人
Those are the ones approved.
他们不会参与教会里面的分门结党
They will not take part in the different parties in the church.
那么还有一处
And there's another place.
在哥林多后书第十章
Second Corinthians chapter 10.
林后第十章
2 Corinthians chapter 10,
第十八节
verse 18.
他说因为蒙悦纳的不是自己称许的乃是主所称许的。
For not he that commandeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commandeth.
这个字中文把它翻成悦纳。
And the word approved.
所以呢弟兄姊妹这里告诉我们如果你一个人呢你自己称许自己啊这个不蒙悦纳。
And if you are commanding yourself, this is not approved.
我们到底能不能蒙悦纳，这是神来做的事。
Whether we can be approved, this is God's recommendation.
所以人看为好的，神不一定看为好了。
If it's deemed good by men, it's not necessarily deemed good by the Lord.
还有一处很重要，就在哥林多前书十一章二十八节那里。
Another important place, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28.
中文圣经把它翻成省察。
And the Bible in church, it uses the word examine.
这个是特别在波饼聚会里面。
Especially it's used in the Lord's table.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
当我们要波饼的时候
when we are breaking bread,
我们必须要省察
we must examine ourselves.
到底我们今天的光景是在主的爱宴上面享受这个丰富呢
whether in our situation, whether enjoying the abundance of the Lord, or we are partaking in our own sin, we need to have this examination, a discernment.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见在头一个世纪
we know that in the first century,
使徒们在侍奉上面
the apostles in the matter of service,
他们在许多的事情上面都是老练的能够分辨
in a lot of things they're experienced, they can discern.
所以他因此呢鼓励神的百姓们
therefore they encourage the people of God,
我们要凡事都要来分辨一下
they need to prove all things.
我们要查验什么是神所喜悦的事物。
We need to find out what's pleasing to God.
因为这个不是关乎到我们个人蒙恩的问题。
Because this is not only a matter of our own salvation.
这是关乎到主的见证。
It talks about the matter of the Lord's testimony.
所以为了主的见证
，for the testimony of the Lord，
我们必须要有分辨。
We must have discernment.
但是这个分辨。
But this discernment
是引起征战的
can cause warfare.
因为仇敌今天就是要做混乱的事情
Because it's the work of Satan to cause
this great confusion.
而你要做分辨的事情
就必须引起征战
If you need to do this work of discernment, you will cause warfare.
撒旦最厉害的工作就是要混乱主的道
The greatest work of Satan is to cause mingling and confusion the work and the word of God.
特别我们靠近这个末了的时代
Especially at this end times.
启示录第十七十八章告诉我们
Revelation chapter 17 and 18 it tells us
仇敌的权势临到这个地上，最末了出现的那个形态呢，是巴比伦。
The power of the enemy come to this world at the last form is taken in is Babylon.
这已经说明了今天仇敌在地上工作的特性。
It's explaining the characteristic of the work from the Satan.
巴比伦就是混乱。
This Babylon means mingling.
就是一种的调和。
This confusion, this mingling.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So、sisters,
今天我们要处在一个更艰难的时代。
Today we're even in a harsher condition.
因为圣经已经告诉我们，当教会进入末了的时代的时候呢，我们要处在一个空前混乱的一个时代里面。
Because the Bible has told us when we enter into this last time and period, we are coming into a greater confusion than any other time in the history.
不仅今天在地上所有的政治、经济。要进入大的混乱时期。
Not only in this world, the political world and the economic sense, we are also into this in the same way.
在宗教上所产生的混乱是空前的厉害。
And this confusion in religion is also an unforeseen confusion.
所以我们都很清楚，神在启示录里面对于处在末了时代的圣徒，神有一个很重要的呼召。
We know that in Revelation there's a very important calling for these saints in these last times.
在启示录第十八章第四节那里。
In Revelation chapter 18 verse 4,
神说：“我的民啊，你要从那城里面出来。”
It says, "My people here, come out of her."
这个是天上的呼召。
This is a voice from heaven.
这个乃是一个属灵的呼召。
This is a spiritual calling.
是一个得胜的要求。
And it's a requirement for the overcomer.
所以今天呢，我们怎么样追求得胜的生活呢
？How can we pursue after this overcoming life?
必须在神的心意上。
We must have on the will of God.
在神的道路上面。
On the way of the Lord.
在一切属灵的性质上面有一个分别。
In all spiritual matters and nature, we need to have this separation.
能分别就是得胜。
The way to separate is to claim victory.
我们知道在启示录十八章里面告诉我们。
We know that in Revelation chapter 18 it tells us.
巴比伦是专门特别是杀死先知和圣徒的。
And Babylon is the one who would kill off the prophets and the saints.
这是今天我们所要面对的整个世界的整个一个局势。
This is what we are facing today, the whole situation.
所以我们。巴望主让我们能听见这个得胜的呼召。
So may the Lord enable us to see this calling for victory, overcomer. And please remember,
要得胜必须要分别。
To overcome, you must first discern and separate.
分别就是得胜。
To separate is to win, to conquer. If you cannot separate,
弟兄姊妹们，你就与得胜无关。
Brothers and sisters, you have nothing to do with this victory.
那我们处在这样的光景中哈
In such a circumstance,
我们要怎么样才能够分辨
How can we discern?
弟兄姊妹要用神的方法
We need to use the way of the Lord, of God.
今天有很多人他们自命为今天基督教里面的这些辩护者
Today there are many so-called and they claim themselves to be the defenders of Christianity.
你用哲学用科学用其他的方法是不行
You cannot use philosophy, you cannot use science, these other ways cannot do it. We must use God's way. We thank God. God's way is a simple way.
当你看一看在神复造这个天地的时候
When you look at the way God is restoring this heaven and earth
神用的方法是什么样的方法
What's the way that God used?
那就是神今天告诉我们所要用的方法
That is the way that God wants is telling us to use today
所以当你回到创世纪第一章的时候
If we go back to Genesis chapter 1
神的话很清楚告诉我们
God's word is very clear, it tells us
当这个地变成空虚混沌渊面黑暗的时候
When the earth is without form and void and darkness is over the face of the deep
神所做的第一件事情
The first thing that God did
就是让他的灵运行在水面上
was let his spirit to move over the face of the waters
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
今天要在这个末了的时代，我们要能够分辨出仇敌的工作。
Today in this end times, if we need to discern what is the work of Satan or the enemy,
第一个重要就是我们必须学习顺服圣灵。
The first thing we need to learn is to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
让他在我们里面运行。
So that he can move in us.
一定要尊重圣灵在我们里面所有的那个地位。
We need to honor, respect the position, the status of the Holy Spirit in us.
我们晓得圣灵的带领。
We know the direction of the Holy Spirit.
他乃是用膏油的方式引导我们。
He used the way of the anointing to guide us.
所以约翰到晚年的时候
，So in the advanced age,
告诉神的百姓
，John he tells the people of God,
我们要顺服恩膏的教训。
We need to obey and submit to the teaching of the anointing.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
弟兄姊妹，只要你是一个重生得救的人
，As long as you're a born again person,
你都知道什么是恩膏。
You know what is the anointing.
除非你没有真正重生。
Unless you're not born again.
如果你一重生，你定会知道什么是膏油。
Once you're born again, you will know what this anointing is.
在你的生活中，你要顺从膏油。
You need to submit to this in your daily life. 弟兄姊妹，
这是我们今天的基督徒在地上。可以说是保命的一件事情。
I can call this as a life preserving thing matter.
你无法凭着你的知识，凭着你的经验来应付仇敌的工作。
You cannot rely on your knowledge. You cannot rely on your experience to discern about the work of Satan.
我们不要以为说我们很聪明。
Don't think that you are so smart.
我们有着许多的经验和知识。
We have so much experience and so much knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，这个古老的魔鬼。
Brother and sisters, this old Satan, made enemy, he's smarter than you are.
所以有时候我对年轻人，我喜欢这样讲。
I like to say to the young people.
你有几个头啊
？How many heads do you have?
你只有一个头。
You only have one.
仇敌有几个头啊
？How many heads does the enemy has? He has seven heads.
七头十脚。
Now seven heads and ten horns.
是吧？你怎么能斗得过仇敌呢
？How can you win over and fight over this enemy? A lot of times, men are foolish.
比如说，拥有上这些知识、这些东西，我们就可以做分辨。
We think we have so much knowledge on earth, and we can do the work of discernment.
一个聪明的人
，a smart person，
真正有智慧的人
，a wise person，
他是跟随膏油行事。
He's one who followed the teaching of the anointing.
膏油你就去做，没有膏油千万不要做。
If you have the anointing, you will do it. If you don't have it, then Don't do it.
不管你多喜欢
No matter how much you like to do it.
不管这事对你有多大的吸引
No matter how attractive this thing is to you.
没有膏油就不要做
If you don't have the anointing, then don't do it.
有膏油
If you have the anointing.
不管它多艰难
No matter how difficult it is.
不管它的阻力多大
No matter how much resistance you might encounter. Just go and do it.
圣灵会负责任
Because the Holy Spirit will be in charge.
只有神的灵运行在水面上
Only the Spirit of God is moving upon the face of the waters, brothers and sisters.
一个重新的一个建造
Then you can start anew this new building construction.
那么第二件事情
The second thing
就是神说话
As God spoke.
这是神的话语
This is the word of God.
所以今天我们实在需要明白圣经
So today we truly need to know the Bible.
我们要鼓励所有的青年弟兄姊妹们特别要好好的读圣经
We need to encourage especially the young brothers and sisters to study the Bible well.
主的话语
The word of God, the Lord,
是我们手中的兵器。
It's the weapon in our hands.
弟兄姊妹，你越多明白神的话语
，the more you can understand the word of God.
你越清楚神的法则
，the more clear you're upon the principle of God's word. 你越有分辨力 ，the more discernment you have.
所以我们看见当神的灵运行在水面上
，so when we see the spirit of God hovering over the water,
神一说话的时候
，when God speaks.
那个整个美丽的秩序就出现
This beautiful order will appear.
所以今天我们能看见外面的世界是一个美丽的世界
So today we can see this beautiful world on the outside.
这是神的灵运行出来的
This is the spirit of God.
这是神的话语引导出来的
And this is the word of God that guides it.
这是神的方法
This is the way of God.
除此之外
Apart from this,
弟兄姊妹们我们不需要别的方法
Brothers and sisters, there is no other way we need.
如果你不熟悉圣经
You are not familiar with the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们要你有分辨力是很困难的
It's very difficult for you to have discernment. If you you cannot follow the Holy Spirit.
要你分辨是很困难的。
It's very difficult for you to have
discernment.
Brothers and sisters,
特别在今天这个混乱的时代中间,
especially in this age of confusion,
基督教里面出现了许许多多的东西,
in Christianity, there are lots of different things.
到这些东西我们可不可以接受呢?
Can we accept these things?
不是根据我们的兴趣,
it's not according to our interests.
也不是根据我们这个时代的我们个人的观念,
it's not according to our personal perception.
你必须要根据圣灵,
you must follow the Holy Spirit.
你必须要回到主的话语里面,
you must come back to the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 否则的话,
sisters,
我们在神面前所做的事情没有多少的价值,
what we do before the Lord does no value to it.
那么还有一个重要的一个原则,
another important principle.
在哥林多前书第四章,
1 Corinthians 5:1,
最后的, 哥林多前书第四章第五节,
1 Corinthians 4:5,
这里说, 所以时候未到, 什么都不要论断, 只等主来, 他要造出暗中的隐情, 显明人心的意念, 那时个人要从神那里得到称赞。
Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to the light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels for the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God.
第三个重要的因素,
the third important element,
就是时间的问题。
It's the matter of time.
我们必须相信,
we must believe,
时间是神的仆人。
Time is a servant of God.
弟兄姊妹, 凡是那些经不起时间考验的,
anything that cannot stand the test of time,
那些都没有永远的价值。
It doesn't have eternal value.
所以今天呢, 当一些事情发生的时候啊,
so today when something happens,
我们也不必须要急着去论断它。
We don't need to hurry to make a judgment.
弟兄姊妹们, 你容让时间来显明它。
Let time tell.
到最后神会把里面的隐情都显明出来。
So in the end, God will manifest what's hidden.
我们有很多时候因为我们没有忍耐,
a lot of times we don't have patience.
事情一发生的时候,
when things happen,
我们里面就着急了,
or we'll be anxious inside.
我们不知道在主门前等候,
we don't know how to wait upon the Lord.
结果呢, 我们反而做了一些错误的事情。
So then we will do something wrong.
所以你必须相信时间。
So you must believe in time.
时间是神手中非常厉害的一个工具。
Time is a very important weapon in the hands of God.
我记得从年轻一直
I remember when I was young till today. I came to serve the Lord when I was 26.
经过了这么漫长的年日,
and so many years later,
看见多少的变化,
I saw so many changes.
哎呀，当时有时候一些事情发生出来的时候,
so when something happened,
好多弟兄姊妹的呼喊说现在大复兴来到了,
and so a lot of brothers and sisters said this is a great revival.
但是没过几年, 烟消云散,
in a few years time everything dispersed.
那边又讲说, 哦, 那一个是神今天兴起的一个情况,
and over there there's all this is situation raised up by God, and then later on it disappears.
弟兄姊妹, 有的东西啊, 大家说好得不得了, 但是过几天也没有人用,
and sometimes some people say, oh, this is great to use, and a few days later nobody use it.
经不起时间的考验,
cannot stand the test of time.
所以我们尽可放心,
so be relaxed.
一切事都在主的手中,
everything is in the hands of the Lord.
如果今天你所引出来的是真正
If today what you are using is truly from the will of God, it can stand the test of time.
所以我们求主让我们能够有一点的忍耐,
we ask the Lord to give us to have a little patience, and to learn to entrust everything to the hands of the Lord.
经过我们的一生呢,
so that all through our lives,
有一天来到审判台前的时候,
one day we'll come before the judgment seat,
能够得着主的称赞,
we'll receive the praise from God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们必须相信还有最后的审判,
we must believe there's a final judgment.
今天你这样说那样说都不算数,
today what you say it doesn't, that it doesn't count.
你夸张也没用,
whether you exaggerate doesn't use, no good use.
When,
if you don't say anything, that's no use. One day you come to the judgment seat. So the one who's giving us the final judgment is God.
我感觉在这些年间,
I feel that in these years,
在侍奉上我们,
on the matter of service, especially bearing the burden of the Lord's testimony, there is a great difficulty.
在这个末了的时代,
in these end times,
仇敌整个的力量, 都是集中在破坏神儿子的见证上。
And the full force of this enemy, they're trying to destroy this testimony for the Son of God.
神建立教会,
and when God established the church,
教会乃是见证神儿子的重要的一个器皿。
And this church is an important vessel to testify for the Son of God.
所以我们不仅要认识主,
so not only we need to know the Lord,
渴望在他里面有经历,
not only long for experience in Him,
这是两个重要的根基,
these are two important basis, foundation. If you cannot discern, Then the Lord's testimony cannot manifest from us. So in this age of confusion,
主恩待我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us.
主在他的百姓中,
may the Lord raise up in his people
得更多老练,
and gain more people with experience and discernment. Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们实在需要你的怜悯。
Lord, we truly need your mercy.
你知道我们是何等的微小。
You know how small we are.
你知道我们何等的软弱。
You know how weak we are.
你知道我们在认识的上面常常是昏暗。
And you know our knowledge is dark.
面对仇敌今天在地上这么厉害的攻击。
We're faced with such a serious attack from the enemy.
主啊，我们要能背负你的见证往前。
Lord, we need to show their testimony to go forward. We truly need your mercy. We ask that you give us this discernment to keep us, to live under the guidance direction of the Holy Spirit, and to keep us to live in the light of your word, and give us patience inside to learn to wait upon the Lord. No matter how things change around us, that in you we'll have this peace, we'll have this rest and follow you wholeheartedly.
主啊，愿我们里面有专一的爱慕。May
we have this single love for you.
我们求你怜悯我们。We
ask that you have mercy on us.
我们把一切的敬拜、感谢、赞美都归给你。All
the glory and worship be given unto you.
谢谢你与我们同在。We
thank you for your presence.
垂听我们的祷告。Listen
to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。In
the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
向弟兄姊妹认个错啊，昨天呢，因为我。 没有把这个时间表看准。And
I confess that I didn't study carefully the schedule, time schedule.
所以我以为是到11点。I
thought it should end at 11 yesterday.
我又怕我讲短了，等等这个 Eric 弟兄说我偷工减料。And
I was afraid I talk not long enough, then Brother Eric will say that I'm being lazy.
所以我的努力往前，结果超越时间。So
I was pressing on forward, and then I was overtime.
所以散了会，他说我这个借了弟兄姊妹15分钟，不是借，我偷了你们的时间，对不起。
And he said, I borrowed your time. Actually, I stole your time, so I'm sorry.